As we mentioned in last week's shiur, that this week's parsha Netzavim, appropriately before Rosh Hashanah, speaks about the mitzvah of doing tshuva, and the way the Mefarshim explain, as we will see in the Rambam in a few minutes, not only is it a mitzvah to do tshuva, but the Torah tells us that in the end of time, before Mashiach comes, that Klal Yisrael will do tshuva. It's a haftacha, a promise, that this is what's going to happen. The pasuk says in Parshas Netzavim, when it's read together, it's sheni. When it's read Netzavim Vayelech together, it's sheni. And when it's read separately, like this year, we only read this Parsha Netzavim alone this Shabbos, so it's revi. It says, "V'hoya ki yavoyu alecha kol hadvor ma'ela bracha v'aklola, asher nesati l'fanecha." When all of these things will happen to you, you'll experience the blessing of Hashem and the curse for not listening to His mitzvahs. V'hashivoy salvavecha, you'll think about it. B'chol agoyim asher yedicha Hashem alekech Hashem, in all amongst all the nations that Hashem will displace you all over the world in galus. So the pasuk says, "V'shafto ad Hashem." You will return to Hashem. You will listen to His voice. And then... Sorry? And then you will do tshuva. V'shav Hashem lekecha shvuscha v'rechamecha v'shav v'kibetzcha mikolo ame sherefitzcha Hashem lekecha shama. Then Hashem will gather you in from the exile. He'll gather you into Eretz Yisrael. And this will be with the coming of Mashiach. So what I think is very appropriate is to discuss, I once had the zchus to hear a beautiful shir from Rav Yoshe Ber Soloveitchik Zatzal when he spoke on Hilchas Tshuva. As we know, the Rambam made a set of halachas part of his work, the Yad HaChazaka. So one part of it was Hilchas Tshuva, the halachas of doing tshuva. And there are 10 prakim, there are 10 chapters to Hilchas Tshuva, and some have a minig that we know that there's a Seres Yimei Tshuva, there are 10 days of repentance between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. So they have a custom that each day of the 10 days of Seres Yimei Tshuva, they learn one of the 10 chapters of the Rambam, Maimonides, of Hilchas Tshuva. So Rabbi Soloveitchik asked two fundamental questions. The first one was, is tshuva a short process or is it a long process? Does it take a lot of time or can you do it very quickly? And what he asked was, it would seem from the Rambam that there's a contradiction. On the one hand, the Rambam seems to indicate that it's a very long process. It could take a very long time. And on the other hand, the Rambam seems to indicate that it could go instantaneously, very quickly, from one day to the next. So in the first chapter, the first parak of Hilchas Tshuva, the Rambam seems to indicate it takes a long time. The Rambam actually says that there are four types of averis, four types of sins, which a person has to do tshuva on, and depending on how grave the sin is, that's how long it will take him to get forgiveness from his sin. The Rambam says, "Afal pisha tshuva mechaperes al hakol, v'atzumay shayom kippur mechaper." Even though tshuva helps a person to get forgiveness for all his sins, and also the day of Yom Kippur itself is mechaper. In other words, if a person lives through a Yom Kippur, so it's called the itzumay shel yom. The very essence of the day itself is mechaper, forgives a person. But there's different levels. Yesh averis she mischaper l'shatan. There are some averis that you can quickly get forgiveness on. The yesh averis she'em ischaper l'achar zman. There are other sins that it takes a long time to get forgiveness on. For ketzad, for example, avar adam al mitzvah aseh she'em bo koris v'asa tshuva. If a person transgressed on a mitzvah aseh, which has no chorus, which means there are some mitzvahs that have a penalty that a person, God forbid, gets cut off from the next world. world. But this person did not do such a grave sin. He did it, but he was mevatel a mitzvah saseh. He didn't do a certain positive mitzvah. He didn't make Kiddush. You're supposed to make Kiddush on Shabbos to sanctify the Shabbos. Zochor es yoyim haShabbos l'katre, and he didn't do Kiddush one Shabbos. So he transgressed on a positive mitzvah. And this mitzvah does not have any death penalty associated with it. So when he does tshuva, v'asa tshuva, ein azaz misham ha-tshumaychum loy. So immediately after he repents, he says, next Shabbos I'm going to say Kiddush. I made a mistake this Shabbos. I won't repeat it. He does tshuva. He's right away forgiven. The Rambam actually has four different psukim. And from the four different psukim, the Rambam understands that each pasuk is each verse in the Torah is referring to another mitzvah and another type of forgiveness. In other words, so the first pasuk says, "Be'elu nemar shuvu banim shayvivim arape meshuvay seichem." Hashem says, "Return to me, my sons. Do tshuva, repent, and I will cure you of all your ailments. I will forgive you." So the Rambam understands this to mean this is the lowest type of sin. You transgressed a mitzvah, say a positive commandment. You do tshuva, you're forgiven on the spot right away. But what happens if you went to the next level? Over al mitzvahs lo sasa shein bakoras. You transgressed on an avera. Let's say, you know, there's a person, chas shom, he ate a piece of chazir. He was over on a lo sasa, on a negative command. Velo, there's no koras though associated, or misas bezdin. It is not punishable in any way by death, either by Hashem or by a bezdin. Ve'asa tshuva, he did tshuva. So tshuva is now not enough. Tshuva was enough for transgressing a positive commandment, Kiddush. But a negative commandment, tshuva is not enough. What does tshuva do? Tshuva tola. Tshuva says the person is hanging. It's now going to depend if he will reach Yom Kippur. The Yom Kippur mechaper. Yom Kippur has to come along and finish it off. You start the forgiveness process with tshuva. You end it with Yom Kippur. Until Yom Kippur comes, you're in limbo. You're like hanging. Will he live through the Yom Kippur? He'll get the forgiveness of Yom Kippur. Chas v'shalom, he doesn't live till Yom Kippur, then he just did tshuva. Tshuva is not enough to remove that sin. How do I know this? So the Rambam marshals a second pasuk. Concerning this, it says, Ki b'yom hazeh yechaper aleichem. This day, which day is that? That's the day of Yom Kippur. As Rabbi Yisrael Salanter said, if Yom Kippur would be only one time in 70 years, every parent would wish their child, I hope you live through a Yom Kippur. It's such a great gift that Hashem gives to us, that even if we'd have it once in 70 years, we would wish that, I hope you live through Yom Kippur, you're going to get forgiveness. We are fortunate that we get it every year. Hashem gives us a chance every year to start over, to start fresh, to wipe the slate clean. So if you were over on a negative commandment, you have to do tshuva, but that's not enough. You also need Yom Kippur. And that's the second pasuk. This day will forgive you. What happens if you went to level number 3? Avar al krisis who misses bezdin v'asa tshuva. What happens if a person chashom he ate chametz on Pesach? Chametz, he knowingly knew it's Pesach and he ate chametz. Chametz on Pesach is already punishable with kares. God forbid a person get cut off from the next world if he doesn't repent. So he did tshuva. He repented. Next Pesach, I'm not going to eat chametz anymore. So tshuva v'yom ha-kippurim tola. Now he needs 3 steps to the process. He needs tshuva. He has to live through the forgiveness of a Yom Kippur. But that, if he has those 2 things, he's tola, he's in limbo, he's hanging. V'yisurin abon olav goymer la'kapara. He needs step 3. He needs punishment. He has to receive some punishment. He doesn't feel well. He gets sick for a while. He gets some kind of yisurim, and then that wipes the slate clean. So now he already needed 3 things. And how do I know that? He doesn't get completely forgiven for this level 3 Aveira until he has Yisurim. And on this, the Pasuk says, I will remember them, hitting them with the staff against what they sinned, and with Negoyim, I will bring on them various ailments, and that will forgive their sin. So here he has to physically have Yisurim. But now comes level 4. This is the highest level. If he didn't desecrate God's name, when he did the sin, Avol hamechalel es Hashem. But if a person desecrates God's name, afal pishasa tshuva, even though he repented, v'higia yom kippurim, and Yom Kippur came along, v'hu amad b'tshuvasay, and he's still doing tshuva, and ubo alav yisurin, and he also had physical ailments, that's still not enough. Einay mechaper loy kapor gemura ad sheyamos. This person will not receive full acquittal of his sins until the day that he leaves this world. Tshuva v'yom kippurim v'yisurim shlosh tantolin. Tshuva and Yom Kippur and physical ailments, those three are hanging in limbo. Umisa mechaperis will get the final absolvement of his aveira through his death. Shenemar, there's a fourth pasuk. Hashem says, "Im yichuper ha'oven hazel lachem ad tamusun, until you die, you won't get forgiveness." So the Rambam saw these four psukim, and the Rambam understood that each pasuk is referring to another level. The lowest level, I say, is tshuvas enough. The second level, a negative prohibition, you need Yom Kippur, Yom Hazeh, this day is Mechaper Yom Kippur. The third level of Alos Aseh, which involves punishment of Misa B'dei Shemayim, death by Hashem, or by a Bezdin, a court, so that requires also Yisurim, Shevet Pishrim, I have to hit the person physically. And the final, the hardest one, if there's desecration of Hashem's name, which would mean, for example, if a person knows that there's a mitzvah to keep his store closed on Shabbos, and in front of 10 Jews he opens his store, he brazenly opens his store in front, and he knows that there are 10 Jews that are going to see him opening his store on Shabbos, that's considered befarhesia, that he's desecrated, like, I don't care about Hashem, I'm going to open my store, and that is a chilul Hashem, is a desecration of Hashem's name, and on that he needs Misa. Yes?
Okay, I always wondered about this. So if only death will
right.
cause forgiveness, how does that affect
the
person's life until death?
It means he's in limbo.
How does that manifest?
How does the limbo manifest itself?
Like,
it means it's like somebody who it's like any trial that you've seen in the papers that people go through. So they get a sentencing, and then the question is, what will be their how long will they go to prison? Let's say, so that's the second phase of the trial, the sentencing part. So Hashem, during that period till the person knows what's going to happen to him, he's in limbo. He doesn't know, he thinks he might get this amount of time. He does the same thing. The person is in a state of limbo. First of all, Hashem has to see, will he stay with his tshuva until he dies? And he has to do tshuva for the chilul Hashem. By the way, the Rabbeinu Yonah tells us that Rabbeinu Yonah wrote a sefer called Sharei Tshuva, the Gates of Repentance. The reason he wrote that sefer was that he attacked the Rambam, Maimonides. He felt he disagreed with many of the Rambam's opinions. And later in life, he regretted that he had come out very strongly against the Rambam in some of his opinions. And he publicly acknowledged that he had done wrong by attacking the Rambam. And he wrote this sefer, Sharei Tshuva, as a way of publicly proclaiming that he had been wrong and he was trying to do tshuva himself. So in the Sharei Tshuva, Rabbeinu Yonah says that another way that a person can get absolvement for a Chil Hashem is by doing a Kiddush Hashem. So in other words, he doesn't have to wait till the day of death.
What's he basing this on?
I don't know the source, but I don't know. I think he brings a pasuk, but he states that a kiddush Hashem, if somebody sanctifies Hashem's name, that can wipe out a chil Hashem. So then, for the rest of his life, he still has to do tshuva. So the verdict is out. Will he get forgiveness by death? That will depend if he stays with his tshuva till the day he dies. He goes through Yom Kippur and he has Yisurim. Then finally, by the day of death, he will get his final kapar. But anyway, what do we see? Yes.
And the tefillah says,
right.
So which means that person that sinned,
yes,
the fourth level, if he doesn't do tshuva before he dies, he does not get...
yes, he does not... Right, death alone is not enough. You need the other three plus death.
So if he didn't do tshuva...
If he didn't do tshuva, right.
But he did in the minute of his...
Oh, death. Yeah. Hashem, if the last second before he dies, he does tshuva, and he had Yom Kippur, and he had Yisurim, so... Right,
but
Hashem...
But
if he doesn't do tshuva in the last second, and all his life he didn't do tshuva, then Mis itself will not forgive him. That's correct. What do we see from this Rambam? It's clear that it could be a long process. A person could do an Avera when he's 15 and he has to wait till he's 85, till he leaves this world for a Chil Hashem. It could be a 70-year process till he gets forgiveness. On the other hand, as Rabbi Soloveitchik, that the Rambam seems to say just the opposite. The Rambam in the 7th Perek of Hilchos Tshuva, first he says, which will be, I'm relating this Rambam because it's going to give us a key to part of the answer to the question. The Rambam says all the prophets spoke about doing tshuva. The Ein Yisrael Nigolin Ela B'tshuva. The Jewish people will not be redeemed before they do tshuva. The Kvar Hifticha Torah. The Torah already promised us Shesoif Yisrael Lasas Tshuva, that at the end of time the Bnei Yisrael would do tshuva. At the Besoif Galus, at the end of their exile, umiyad hein negolin, umiyad, immediately they will become redeemed. Shenemar, it says this pasuk which we said before from our parsha of this week. V'hoyu ki avoyu alecha kol advarim, v'shaftu ad Hashem alekecha, v'shav Hashem alekecha. You will do tshuva, and immediately Hashem will bring you back from the exile. You won't have to wait another 100 or 200 years. If you do tshuva, immediately Hashem will come back to you as well. Continues the Rambam. Greatest tshuva that it brings a person close to Hashem. Hatshuva mekarevus as a rechaykim. Tshuva brings close those who are far away, removed. Emes, yesterday, hoyazed, this person, sonu lifnei amakim, he was hated when he was in a state of sin, he was hated by Hashem. Meshukitz, umeruchak, v'toeva. He was despised by Hashem. He was far away from Hashem. He was an abomination. The Rambam uses very strong terminology here. V'hayom, and today, in one day, through tshuva, who ahuv, he's beloved by Hashem. V'nechmad, he's precious. Korov, he's close to Hashem. V'yedid, he's a friend of Hashem. So Rabbi Soloveitchik said this person, he wasn't over on some small little thing. He didn't have Negelwasser next to his bed. He had it. He went to the bathroom to wash Negelwasser. It's a mitzvah to have that's not a person like that would not be called Meshukets Metunef Teiv. He's an abomination. That person is the lowlife. He's the worst of the worst to get such titles. And yet that same person, if he does tshuva, in one day, yesterday he was a gangster, despised by Hashem, and today he's beloved by Hashem. So, ask Rabbi Soloveitchik, what's going on here? First, the Rambam tells me in Perek Aleph that tshuva can take, forgiveness for your sins can take 70 years sometimes, till the day of death, if a person did a Chil Hashem. And here, this Rambam seems to say it could happen right away, one day, from one day to the next. What's the real story? The second question that Rabbi Soloveitchik posed is, something. We spoke Perek Aleph, it's a long process. Perek Zion, the seventh Perek, it's a short process. There's a Perek Hay, the fifth Perek. What does the Rambam introduce in the fifth Perek? The Rambam introduces the concept that tshuva is built on. Tshuva is built on the concept, if we were programmed to do wrong, to do evil, to do ra, we would never be able to do repent and do tshuva. So the Rambam says, Rishus l'chol adam nesuna. It is given over to every person. You have a free will. Imratzel hatas atzmo derech hatova v'lios tzadik harishus biyadei. You want to turn yourself to good and be a tzadik? You have that ability. Vimratzel hatas atzmo derech ra, and if you want to go to evil, v'lios rasha, and you want to be a rasha, harishus biyadei. It's up to you. That's what it says in the Torah. Hashem said, Hein ha'adam hoya ka'achad mimenu l'das toiv ra. Man is like one of the angels, like one of us. He knows good or evil. What does that mean, says the Rambam? This person is unique amongst all the creatures of the world. There's no other creature comparable to a human being. In what respect? Sheyehehu me'atzmoy bedatoy machshavtoy yodea toiv hara. You know what is good and what is evil. Ve'oisa kol mashu chafed. You can do whatever you want. Ve'ein mi sheyakev biyadim alasa toiv hara. No one stops you from either doing good or doing evil. It's free choice. It's up to you. Says the Rambam, don't think like the fools of the nations who say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu predestined on a person from the beginning of his creation that you're going to be a tzaddik or a rasha. Ein hadavar kein. That's not true. Ela kol adam, every person. Roy loy liyos tzaddik kemoshe rabbeinu. You can either be a tzaddik like Moshe or rasha ki Yeravam. Or you could be the worst rasha, which was Yeravam ben Nevat. It's up to you. And no one's going to force you to go to either way or to drag you to either extreme. You by yourself, with your knowledge, you're going to go to which way you want. And that's what Yirmiyahu HaNavi said, Mipi Elyon Leisetzer Aros Vatoiv. From Hashem, from on high, does not come out good or evil. What does that mean? Ein Habore Gozer Al Adam Leis Toiv Lo Leis Ra. Hashem doesn't force a person to be good or not to be evil. It's up to you. So therefore, if you made yourself evil, you brought it on yourself. Nobody brought it on you. And the Rambam says, V'davr zeh ikr gadolhu. What I'm telling you now about free will, free choice, is one of the most important fundamentals of the entire Torah. Hu amud ha-Torah v'amitzvah. As Hashem says, Re'ein nasati l'fanecha sachayim. Hashem says, look, I'm giving you life. And as it's up to you, you have the ability to decide either you'll be good or you will not be good. So in other words, the whole theory of tshuva, of doing tshuva, is based on bechira, free choice. So Rabbi Soloveitchik asked a tremendous question. The tremendous question was, why did the Rambam wait till the fifth perek of Hilchas Tshuva to discuss bechira? If this is what tshuva is based on, where should the Rambam have put it? Perek Aleph. In the first perek of Hilchas Tshuva, start off Hilchas Tshuva, I want you to know about Bechira. Once you accept the principle of free choice, now we can go on to the next step, which is to do Tshuva. So Rabbi Soloveitchik gave a beautiful answer to both of the questions that we posed before. The Rabbi Soloveitchik said that not every Tshuva is based on Bechira. That's why the Rambam did not start Perek Aleph with Bechira. There are two different kinds of tshuva. And that's what we entitled this shir. There's a tshuva of forgiveness and there's a tshuva of redemption. For example, a person did an aveira and he decides to do tshuva. He could do it for one of two reasons. He could do it either because Bechira, I want to be good. Or not, he didn't really choose that I want to be good. He wouldn't mind being still bad. He enjoyed the Avera. But he remembered last time he did the Avera, he had such tremendous guilt feelings afterwards. He couldn't sleep for weeks, and it was on his mind, and he lost weight because of it. That part is good. Yeah, he lost too much weight. So in other words, the person was a wreck. So I don't want to go through that again. I'm not going to do it. That person has not decided, he has not made a fundamental choice that he wants to be good and not evil. He just doesn't want to go through that agony again. Tshuva, it still works. Hashem accepts any kind of tshuva. But that's like a cleansing process. Like when you have a spot on a suit, a dress, and you give it to the cleaners, so it depends what made the spot, how deep the spot is, what will it take to remove that spot. It could, a little water could take it out, some soap could take it out, or you need heavy duty cleansers to take it out. It depends how embedded and how dirty that spot is. So that's what the Rambam said in the beginning. There's a tshuva not based on real choice of I want to be good, but I'm going to be good because it's more convenient for me to be good. Hashem accepts that tshuva, but that's a tshuva where Hashem has to give you kapara. The Rambam there stresses the word over and over again, forgiveness. A tshuva of forgiveness, you have to get cleansed out. Depends what you did. You did a mitzvah saseh, it's not such a bad spot, so that's enough tshuva. You did a loy saseh, it's already a dirtier spot, it's more embedded, you need a ready yom kippur. You did a loy saseh sheyesh by chorus, where chas v'shalom it's involved with a death penalty, then you really need a heavy duty cleaner. And if chas v'shalom a person did a chil Hashem, that which is the worst avera, you need the biggest cleaner of all. You're going to need the tshuva first, and the yom kippur, and the yisurim, and then you're going to need the super duper cleanser, which is the Yom HaMisa itself, the day a person departs from this world. Because you're dirty, and it depends how you made yourself dirty, how deeply embedded the dirt is, that will depend on what the remover has to be. But then the Rambam says, wait a second, there's a second tshuva. Now he introduces Bechira in the fifth perek, not at the beginning, because now he's talking about another type of tshuva. There's a tshuva of redemption, of geula. And that's why the Rambam, when he spoke about yesterday you were no good and today you're beloved by Hashem, the Rambam right before that he spoke about Ein Yisroel Nigolin Ela B'tshuva. The Jewish people will not be redeemed only with tshuva. There's a tshuva not of kapara, not of forgiveness, not of cleansing. There's a tshuva where the spot. It's like a spot remover that the dirt just lifts up out of the garment. You don't have to sit there and rub it and scrub it and heavy duty cleansers. But there's an ability, there's a type of tshuva where we're going to be redeemed, and redemption is immediately. That's what the Rambam says. The Rambam says if you do tshuva as a redemption, umiyad hein nigolus. The Jewish people, once they do tshuva, it says in this week's Parsha, if you return to Hashem, v'shav Hashem l'kach, Hashem is going to return to you. He's going to bring you immediately out of the exile. You're not going to have to wait hundreds of years. We're waiting thousands of years for Mashiach to come because we haven't come to that tshuva of geula. But if we would come to the tshuva of geula, it would be immediate. So the tshuva of geula is based on bechira. The Rambam introduced bechira not in Perek Aleph, because there the Rambam's still speaking where you really haven't made a fundamental decision to be good. You're just being good because it's convenient for you to be good. That's a cleansing process. That could take 70 years of your life till you get cleansed. But if you do Bechira, Perek Hey, the fifth Perek, and then the Rambam says in Perek Zion, the seventh Perek, now we're talking about a completely different type of tshuva. A tshuva where you're not cleansed, you're not forgiven, but you're redeemed. When you're redeemed, Geula is right away. Rabbi Soloveitchik said a beautiful story. Chazal say, Yeshua's Hashem keherefayin. that we wait for Mashiach for thousands of years, but when the Geula will come, it's going to take a second. It's going to be immediate. He gave a story. The Talmidim of Reb Chaim Volozhiner asked Reb Chaim Volozhiner, "What, Rebbe, tell us what it's going to be like when Mashiach comes." He says, "I'll tell you what it's going to be like. I'm going to come home from shul, and I'm going to eat something for breakfast. I'm going to sit down to prepare my shiur for the yeshiva, and my wife has to go out shopping, and she's going to tell me, 'Chaim, there's some soup on the stove. Remember in 5 minutes to turn off the soup.'" She leaves, she goes shopping. Suddenly, I hear a quiet outside like I never heard such a... And you could hear a pin drop. I see something is happening. I run outside, and I see a fellow Yid, and I ask him, "Well, what's happening?" "Rebbe, you didn't hear. Mashiach is here. Mashiach came." So I run back to my closet, and I run to greet Mashiach. I want to put on my Shabbos kapata. And I look down, and I see that my wife hasn't yet sewed up the button that fell off last Shabbos. She didn't have time yet to sew it up. What can I do? Mashiach's here. I run out to greet Mashiach with a missing button on my kapata. My wife is coming back from shopping, and she says, "Oi, Chaim, the supert." This is the story. So what is the story teaching us? The story is teaching us that when Mashiach comes, he's going to come right in the middle of regular activities. His wife is going shopping. She's worried about the burnt soup. It's going to be a regular day with regular activities happening. And even though we've waited for Mashiach for thousands of years, when he finally comes, we're going to have to run out missing something. Our kapot is going to be missing a button. We had so much time to prepare for Mashiach to come, but when he finally comes, Yeshua Hashem keherifayin, then it's immediate. It doesn't come in stages. It goes from nothing to him being here. He's here. He's here now. You didn't have a chance to sew up the missing button on the kapata. So that's what the Rambam is speaking about. The Rambam says at tshuva of redemption, if you make a critical decision, I want to be good because Hashem wants me to be good, because I myself want to get closer to Hashem, and that's why I want to be good. Not because I have any other outside reason that is making me become good. Such a tshuva, you don't have to wait 70 years. Such a tshuva is a tshuva of redemption. Redemption, as the Rambam says, is miyad, right away. And it fits in perfectly that this kind of tshuva, where a person changes from one day to the next, the Rambam associates it with the future geula, because this is a different kind of tshuva. It's a tshuva where a person redeems himself, and that is Yeshua Hashem Keherif Ayin. So may we be zocha to this higher type of tshuva. If we're not zocha to that, let us do even the lower type of tshuva. Hashem accepts both tshuvas, but we should know that the higher type of tshuva is a tshuva, if we make a real commitment, I want to change my ways because I want to become a better human being, I want to become a better yid, so that's a tshuva of geula, which goes from yesterday I was disgusting in the eyes of Hashem, but today, one day after doing tshuva, I'm beloved, I'm close, and I'm called a Yedid, and be called a friend of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. May we all be zoiche to a tshuva gemura, and all our wishes that, as Rabbi Weinreb said, not that we want, but that are good for us, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should fulfill for us and for all our close ones and all of Klal Yisrael in the year. The next year will probably be, I'm believing Mirchem V'siat Shemaya to Eretz Yisrael for Yom Kippur and Sukkot. So we'll have it probably the Wednesday after in November, the first ones. I think it's November 2nd or November 3rd. Well, the first Wednesday in November. Thank you very much. This will last me 40 Yom Nirom. Yeah, next week's Rosh Hashanah, and then November 2nd. Thank you very much.
Tshuva shall watch a plan.
Why? He got tshuva shall kapara and tshuva shall geula.
Okay, so kapara was just...
Kapara is cleansing. That takes a...
Right, right. That's just if you do it without convenience.
Yeah, right. The other one, the commitment, is a...
Kapara, okay. Is that what kapara was? What, Yeshua?
Now the first one is kapara, forgiveness.
Yeah.
That's cleansing. That's the cleanse. That's the long. That could be a long process.
And that's what the detergents.
Detergent depends what you, how bad the spot was. And the other one, it just the chet, it just like flies out. It flies out of the garment. That's the tshuva of geula. The redemption is immediate and quick. Miyad, it's right away.
Okay. That's why we have a lot of tshuva.
I can't take a legal version in the bathroom.
You could, yes. No, it's the best if you could do it by your.
Because my bathroom near my bedroom.
Yeah, yeah. It should be, let's say, within 8 feet. But then there's other opinions that your whole house is good enough. If a person, it's nicer if a person's able by the bed, but some people do it. But if your bathroom is nearby, it's good also. But I'm saying it's not the worst avera if you didn't do it. I was trying to bring out that.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Have a good year. A good year. Good. Thank you very much. Amen. Thank you very much.
Right. So that's